you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, Jake on the email, TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com, said, had testicular cancer, rolling with one ball. Saves time in the morning with the initial scratch when I wake up, and more ballroom in the jeans is a plus two. I guess that's really.
But does the excess skin on the balls?
Yeah,
he's got just excess pouch over there. I don't know what a one ball guy looks like naked, puss.
I guess I've never had a ballroom issue.
Depending on how tight your pants were.
I was going to say, wear sweatpants, Todd.
That's why.
It's not an issue there.
You know, when you have your flying pants on? That'd be jeans, by the way.
Yeah.
On this show. Flying pants or jeans.
No, I don't recall ever having an issue there.
All right.
So, as you mentioned, we work in the Pentagon. If you want to get through any door, this the company that, we don't work for them anymore. We used to.
Right.
We used to. Now we just
rent from them.
We're tenants.
Yeah.
And back when we used to work for them, they didn't have $50 for cable or $10 for a USA Today.
But right.
They can spend thousands on secured doors.
Yes.
So I'm walking my way to the bathroom and kind of dragging my wallet, which has my badge in it,
right,
along the door, along the wall. And it beeps this supply room.
And it opened?
No. Is there going to be an inquiry now? Am I going to be called into headquarters saying, why were you in the supply room at 9:22?
I don't think so, because even the TV people out there are pretty cool. Their doors are wide open. So we're the only door that's closed. We're the only locked-in area. Keep the radio people back there.
I'm surprised
they're drunk and they stink.
They don't have
they're not wrong.
A secured entrance.
I didn't say they're wrong.
On the bathroom door, but I suppose TV has guests every once in a while.
Yeah.
They need access to the bathroom. But don't go anywhere without your badge when you work in the Pentagon. Pretty ridiculous.
I know. It is ridiculous.
It's so over the top.
It's radio and TV. It is crazy stupid. Because the rank and file of the TV are all just good dudes. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? And they're laughing at this stuff, too.
Yeah, they're not worried about some radio guy is going to find a TV secret.
Or vice versa.
And pass it along to other TV guys.
And some of the TV guys stink and are drunk, too, for that matter. So that's a given.
No, they got rid of him.
He didn't stink.
not every day.
Well, I mean, we stink of alcohol is what I'm trying to say.
Oh. Today's National Grouch Day. According to Sesame Street Magazine, the day was created for all grouches to celebrate their way of life.
Why are you so grouchy?
This might be a day I can get behind.
Yeah. Yeah, there was the Grouch origin story on SNL was great. You have to see and check it out. But I can get behind that too, because we don't have an excuse, so dudes. I'm familiar with somebody that was mad at me the other day, and I realized why after about 5 minutes.
You going to share that?
The calendar. You know, sometimes ladies get mad because they have a thing coming.
Yeah?
An anniversary that you forget?
No. And Flo, you dumbass.
No.
Right. I know.
Right. Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, but you did remember this year.
Oh, I remember the anniversary.
Merriam-Webster. You're supposed to keep track of that other stuff?
No, I'm not. But you figure it out in your head. You go, well, I really didn't do anything there, so I wonder why I'm getting a smack back. Oh.
I am no good at that.
Yeah. I am when it happens.
I am no good at that.
Well, I heard a day before that, I heard something like, I'm getting my period. I just heard that. Heard her say in the other room. And then I forgot about it until the next day, something made her mad at me, but it was like nothing. Believe me, I do stuff that makes people mad, but this wasn't it. And I go, wonder why. Oh, yeah. But we can be grouches just because we feel like it, right?
Yeah, without the hormones, we don't need a reason. Well, we would be wrong.
Good point. I forgot. Craig is always there to tell me that we're wrong,
right.
And he's right. We are wrong a lot. I always forget about that.
It would be wrong.
We're wrong.
So there's nothing biological in the male that would make them grouchy?
I don't think there is.
We've heard patterns say
the guy can go through mood changes. Well, that's just how you feel each day. You don't know how you feel.
Because I don't think you should be allowed to use that as an excuse.
They do.
See, I guess I've been fortunate.
You've been around women your whole life. You know when they get pissy sometimes because they're on the period.
I don't.
Because they're pissy all the time?
They just seem pissy sometimes.
Well, Craig is pointing high five.
I don't know exactly.
Oh, you're probably right about that.
What to attribute it to.
I don't either.
But I know.
But I'm always glad to know.
You're not allowed to say that. You're not.
I didn't say it.
Don't say it.
I said it here.
Don't say it.
But I didn't say it there. Nobody's listening now.
Well, I've actually been told, well, don't you realize it is? And I go, No.
Until now.
And she said, don't you keep track? I said, no.
I don't keep track. No, I don't keep track.
I don't. Yeah.
And you guys went through this, and I'm going through this now, I mean, over the past year or so, is when my daughter gets a little pissy at me, I go, oh, that's right. But I didn't do anything, honey. I'm just dad. Apparently that day I did something.
Look at you. Dad. Pissing everybody off. The way you just sit there. Look.
Yeah, stupid questions. Yeah. My favorite stupid question.
Got that stupid look on your face.
Look at him over there just paying all the bills. Right.
The way you...
I don't say that either.
Look at your phone.
Look at him over there paying all the bills. I've never heard that at all. Look at that guy over there paying all the bills.
Pissing me off.
Look at dad over there pissing me off. Honey, how was your day? Oh, look at you pissing me off. How was school today? Yeah.
You were pissing me off at school today, too.
I wasn't even there. It doesn't matter.
But it can get contagious. It's a domino effect.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how we got on that.
You get pissed because someone's pissed at you.
Right.
For whatever reason.
No, I've seen that happen 100 times.
Oh, yeah.
Pissiness gets to going around.
Right.
And then you realize you don't have any idea why anybody's mad.
All right. Pat on the email will do you one better. My wife had a hysterectomy. She's still grouchy.
Don't say Pat's last name.
McGroin. How's his brother Rub? She had a hysterectomy, and she's still bitching.
You're going to get Pat injured.
That thing's still bothering her?
Get over it, Todd.
So people are upset at LeBron James.
Can't have it both ways, man.
I'm with him. And speaking out against that guy from Houston, Daryl Morey. He said basically that Daryl may not have had his facts straight. He was either misinformed or not really educated on the situation. And that's why Morey came out and tweeted, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." So LeBron said he doesn't know. He just figures that he was misinformed or not educated. He doesn't know. So people are quite upset with LeBron, including but not limited to the protesters in Hong Kong.
People are fighting for their freedom.
Yeah. They are ticked, and now they're burning LeBron's jerseys.
They could be squashed, and they're just trying to fight for the freedom they've had for what? Since England gave them up, right?
Yeah.
Well, the whole time. England owned them. They were a free country.
Yeah.
Can't have it both ways.
So now in Hong Kong, yeah, they're upset at LeBron. Enes Kanter, if you have heard that name.
I do. It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
He's the Celtic that is from Turkey.
Oh, the guy that can't
go back. The Boston Celtic.
It's threatened his life all the time.
Exactly. That guy.
Yeah. He didn't even go to Europe at all?
Right. Because he's afraid that they'll kill him.
Yeah,
right.
For a game last year?
Right.
Yeah. Right. So he has come out, and he hasn't named LeBron specifically, but he has come out and said, look, y'all don't know what's up.
No.
Here's some things.
Good.
That are taking place in Turkey. He says he
hasn't. Turkey's unbelievable, right?
Yeah, he says he hasn't seen or talked to his family in 5 years. They jailed his dad. His brothers and sisters can't find jobs. They revoked his passport. He has an international arrest warrant out for him. His family can't leave the country. He gets death threats every freaking day. He got attacked, harassed, and they tried to kidnap him in Indonesia.
And Erdogan is Trump's buddy now.
And so,
no.
The guy that owns Turkey.
I don't think so.
No. Yeah.
Well,
they
he's mad at him, but he let him invade.
They're squabbling.
He let him.
He let him invade.
Yeah, Trump didn't know what the hell was going to happen.
No, yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
They said, we're going to invade once you leave here.
He didn't believe him.
Well, and they did.
I know.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't freaking know.
Yeah, he's an idiot. All right.
And so now Enes Kanter, you know, he's come out and said, look, LeBron, you don't know. You need to. Yeah, right. He hasn't said anything. He didn't call out LeBron specifically. But he basically said, look, LeBron, you don't know anything either. That's probably my computer.
Hello. Okay.
Morning. No, LeBron knows he's got a shoe deal over in China. Right. That's what he knows.
Yeah. So there is all that going on with LeBron and China and whatnot.
Get the door.
Yeah.
Like a doorbell.
So I got to bring this up again. Simone Biles.
Yeah.
But here, yeah. but it's something different this time.
We have talked more gymnastics in the past week.
It makes my time pop.
The entire history of this show.
Yeah. Well, but Simone Biles is history.
Oh, it makes my taco pop.
She's exceptional.
Quite exceptional. She is 22.
You typed in her naked yet?
No.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
Well, do it.
I really haven't. So now she's taken home.
You respect her too much to do that.
I don't search her.
Yeah.
She's just there.
Right.
Now she's got 25 world medals. She's the most decorated gymnast among both men and women of all time. And this is what she said. She said, it's not out of cockiness. She says, I've won 5 world titles. And if I say I'm the best gymnast there is, the reaction is, oh, she's cocky. Look at her now. No, the facts are literally on the paper.
On the paper.
I think it's important to teach young girls that.
She's right.
It is there. She's not cocky. That's just it. The facts are the facts. So she's just making sure that the girls understand. Look, you can do this.
Right.
Facts are facts. I'm the best. You can be
the best
too.
Right. Not as good as me, she should say, though.
Wow.
She's amazing.
Nevertheless.
She can jump.
She can do a lot.
If I was here, I'd jump over cars and parking lots just to freak people out. I'd be in street clothes and nobody know who I am and just run over and do a flip over a car and get in a car and leave.
Well, the difference is at some point they would know, they know who she is.
Yeah, at that point, but you know, whatever, just randomly. But not in Texas. Because they'll shoot you there.
In California, they have, governor there has signed a law into effect that in certain places you can take home your roadkill and eat that.
I always thought that was most places, actually,
yeah.
Right? In the South.
It's about half.
Okay.
Are you really going to get ticketed for illegally taking roadkill?
That's a good point.
You could.
You're doing somebody else's job by cleaning it up anyway, right?
I think it depends on the roadkill. Like if you're hauling away an elk in Colorado.
Okay, maybe.
There's rules against that.
What about a squirrel or a possum?
In California, 90% of it is deer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Isn't that the vast majority of most roadkill
in
most
places? And
a fresh
deer you could eat, right?
Yep, I believe
yeah,
deer.
Yeah, but you got to get it quickly.
Right away. The meat will start spoiling, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to have a pretty bored cop if he's going to pull you over and ticket you for illegally taking roadkill.
Yeah. Unless you swerve off the road to kill the deer.
Yeah. Well, you can only do that once or twice.
Yeah. That's true. You're going to hit a tree or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Or kill yourself.
Right.
Or that.
That part.
I got a deer, but
Jim's
got to get a new car.
And I lost my buddy.
Then you put the deer in the back seat, and it wakes up, and all hell breaks loose.
I love that
after
they did that, because California's a big state with a lot of rural areas, obviously, and people are going, oh, that what'd that liberal do? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What'd that liberal Gavin Newsom? Oh, roadkill, cool.
You're fine.
That's exactly how that went. Because as soon as you said, California, liberal, what do you do? Oh, roadkill, cool.
All right, so, you know, these odd little competitions and whatnot, you wonder why people spend so much time and money doing it. The winner of this one got $15,000.
Is there a lot of training for only $15,000, or something you could win? Yeah, that's a decent-sized prize.
It's not easy.
All right.
To win this $15,000, this guy is the winner of the 46th Half Moon Bay World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off. He had the heaviest pumpkin, $15,000 for that.
Yeah, those things can't crack. That's the rule on those.
Right.
When they move them there, yeah. They cannot be cracked.
That's the challenge, because when they get that big, they fall apart because of their own weight.
Right.
Yeah.
So they got to stay together.
2,200 pounds, nearly 2,200 pounds.
That'd be a ton.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
A ton in a tent.
That's a big pumpkin.
It is.
2,000-pound pumpkin?
Yeah. He says you got to watch the water, the fertilizer, the soil, the light at all times. But $15,000 for that. At least at the Half Moon Bay World Championship Pumpkin
Weigh-Off. Make a big jack-o'-lantern in there, put a gas grill in there to light it up. What, you know?
That'd be a bonfire.
That'd be kind of cool, yeah.
Put a big bonfire
in there.
That's
a huge pumpkin.
Make pies for days.
That's right. Oh, pumpkin pie.
What did I see that California did the other day?
Libtards eating their deer off the side of the road.
Oh, they decided they were going to start school a little later.
Yeah,
so,
I like
naturally,
that.
That's a libtard idea. No, how about you ask some teachers? How about you go back to your day when school didn't start at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Right.
I never went to school at 7 o'clock in the morning.
No. I don't know why. My kids, I don't think it starts till 8, but... I think I was like 8:30 when I was that age. But they're moving it back because kids are too burned out and they're not learning.
Oh, why don't the parents make their kids go to bed?
Well, because kids stay up.
Have you ever told a 16-year-old that he has to go to bed at 8:30?
Yeah.
Good luck.
And they said, you know, teenagers, it's just a biological rhythm thing.
Yes.
They don't get tired until later in the evening.
Right.
You can tell them to go to bed all they want. They're not going to go to sleep.
Because I wake up at 4:30 in the morning. I'm often not awake when my kids are still up.
I mean, either.
So
yeah.
I'm not about to get up at midnight to tell them to go to.
Because I'll say, you still awake? And Dad will go, Dad, it's 7:30.
Girl, they have to sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah, I kiss my kids good night before I go to bed. At least my daughter.
But the knee jerk is California.
No, I like that rule. Yeah. It's going to help with truancy. People are going to show up at school, they said, now more because they're just not burned out. And they go an hour later, whatever. You're right.
Might have just ruined their day. Those pansy California kids.
Look at them. Out of Spain, 27-year-old matador Gonzalo Caballero.
Gored in the ass.
Was gored a few months ago.
Okay.
Let me thought you were making a request.
Leg, what? Arm, face, what?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, to him it does.
This isn't for him.
That's still bothering you?
This is for us.
Matador?
This isn't for him. This is for us. 27-year-old matador Gonzalo Caballero was gored a few months ago and was only now returning to the ring after spending months recuperating.
That takes balls.
Caballero is now in a very serious condition after he got gored again.
Ah!
The bull's horn punctured a vital vein. His 19-year-old girlfriend, the niece of the King of Spain, was watching. Caballero clutched his crotch as he was taken from the bull ring in an effort to curb the bleeding. He was operated on in the infirmary for more than 2 hours and then transferred to a medical center. The bull had been pierced by a sword but fought on and chased this guy, striking him in the leg.
New profession for this dude.
Tossing him into the air before hitting him again. The second attack hit the femoral vein.
Man.
They carried him from the ring by staff. The crowd demanded that he should be rewarded with the traditional severed ear of the bull. And this was performed by a different matador.
A better one.
Ear delivered to him while he was in the bull ring infirmary.
Let's get a better guy out here. Is he dead?
No, he's fine.
I'm guessing he's not fine.
I'm guessing he's a laugh.
He's not dead, but he's not fine.
I love that he came back and got gored again.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you're a little slow. You know, it's like like any athlete. You're just a little slow, dude.
You know? 6 months from now, you're going to do this story again. Hey, gave it a third shot. Yeah. Gored again.
He's dead now.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Dumbass matador.
Consequences are a little more dire than falling out of the top 100 in golf.
A little bit. Josh Blue 50. Later on this week at the studio. Our buddy Nick Allen tomorrow. Jamie Kennedy later this week. Download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com, and all that stuff. Thank you for listening. We will see you in the morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.